Hi, y'all. My name is Jenna. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from not trusting God. Hi. I grew up in a culturally Christian home with my parents and three younger sisters. My parents fell into the roles of mom as caretaker and dad as provider and disciplinarian. I remember hearing, "Go to your room until your dad gets home," or, "You don't want your dad to hear about this." My dad owned his own company, which required him to work late nights and impacted the amount of time that we spent with him. From a young age, I saw my father as someone to perform for and to please for fear of punishment. Throughout my childhood, we attended church where I absorbed two basic principles. First, Jesus died for our sins, and believing in him would keep me out of hell. And second, that I should be good to please God. This performance-based faith and wanting to escape punishment led to my mantra, "Be good and please others, and you will be loved." Life turned upside down for me at 11 when my parents told us they were getting a divorce. My dad got remarried and had two more daughters very quickly. We saw him once a week and every other weekend. Through my own insecurities and pain, I started to internalize that I was not enough to keep my dad from leaving and that he was happier with his new family. If I could be good enough, important enough, and make people happy enough, they wouldn't leave me. I had failed with my dad and he left. I couldn't let that happen again, especially with God. Fear of abandonment and a desire to be loved furthered a cycle of performing and people-pleasing. I continued performing and checking all the boxes through high school. When I got to college, this burden of performance became too much. I met a boy that I thought that I loved, and I wanted him to love me back. I felt the only way to receive his love was to offer him my body. Once I'd committed what I thought to be the unforgivable sin of premarital sex, I felt sure God was disappointed in me and would turn his back on me. Instead of waiting to be left by God, I shut the door to him and pursued my own ways. I looked to a destructive relationship for my identity, my worth, and my hope. Not surprising, this relationship imploded, and I was left feeling abandoned and unloved once again. In God's faithfulness, even in my rebellion, he continued to pursue me. God began to work on my heart and used a particular sermon illustration to renew my relationship with him. A volunteer was asked to stand on a beam blindfolded while two people held the beam and lifted it over their heads. In reality, they lifted the beam about 6 inches off the ground, but the blindfolded volunteer fearfully thought he was high in the air. The point was this. This is what sin does. It makes you think you have been separated completely from God, yet the reality is Christ is there waiting for you to take a small step toward him, to trust him as Savior because he has done the rest. I left the sermon in tears. I thought my sin, my failures, and my rebellion made me worthy of nothing but punishment from God. Now I finally understood grace and the powerful work of Jesus' death on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins. While my relationship with God began to grow in this season, he wasn't done with me yet. Time passed, and I got married and eventually gave birth to the sweetest little boy. However, a miscarriage and infertility caused me to question if God was punishing me for past behavior, and becoming a mother brought all those fears of abandonment, pressures to perform, and thoughts that I wasn't enough crashing to the surface. I was burdened by pain, and it was impacting both my marriage and my motherhood. During this time, a member of my community group went through regeneration where I watched her transform before my eyes. She replaced anger and resentment with joy and peace. I wanted the freedom she was experiencing. So in August of 2015, I came to Regen for the first time, fully expecting to go through the steps and be healed. Once I started in my step group, I began to realize how wrong my notions were. I saw that I operated my whole life with head knowledge of God, Jesus, and the Bible, but so little heart connection. I began to see my struggles with performance, people-pleasing, and fear of abandonment were just symptoms of a spiritual problem. I didn't trust God. I doubted that he was a good father, I doubted that I couldn't earn his love, and I doubted that he would never leave me. Steps 2, believe, and 3, trust, were lifelines to me, showing me God's true character, his great love for me, and that he has never left me, but rather in my rebellion and sin, he faithfully pursued me. I realized trust was a decision to be made, not a feeling. I clung to the promise of Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." What I began to understand is God is not a God requiring performance, but he does want our hearts. Through step 9, forgive, I wrestled with forgiving my dad, but God showed me the burden of unforgiveness only weighs me down, no one else. I learned forgiveness doesn't automatically result in a restored and reconciled relationship, but is between me and God. I'm called to forgive because I have been forgiven for so much. In step 10, amends, I got to own the harms I have caused and the way my sin has impacted relationships. God was working on my heart and growing my trust in him, preparing me for a conversation with my dad. During one of his visits, my dad and I went to coffee. I read him a letter where I confessed and asked his forgiveness for the harms I had caused in our relationship. I finally realized I expected my dad to fill the role only my heavenly father can. I was terrified to have this conversation. I had blamed my dad for my hurts for so many years. They were like a safety net to justify my victim mentality and my fear-based behavior. But God had prepared me for such a time as this. I was rooted in the truth of who he is and who I am in him. By the grace of God, this conversation was the first step in healing our relationship. Today, my life is different. God is faithfully showing me that he can be trusted in every detail of my life. I still doubt and fall back into performing and people-pleasing, but truth is rooted in me, and I'm quicker to return to it. I cling to the reality that I am loved so much that God sent his son to rescue me, a sinner unable to rescue myself. I am faster to go to God with doubts. I'm faster to trust his timing and his plan. He's placed new desires in me to know him more intimately and put the prayer of Psalm 86 in my heart. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love for me. You have delivered me from the depths. This year, I have gotten to walk through regeneration a second time with an amazing group of women who are all very impressed that I did not cry tonight. It has been a privilege to experience the heart change and life change that comes from trust in Christ, not only for our salvation, but in our daily circumstances. If you are here for the first time and know Christ, I truly believe he wants to remind you of his great love for you. If you are here for the first time and don't know Christ, would you consider that walking through those doors into this place might be the way he is pursuing your heart? God loves us more than we can imagine and so much more than we deserve. My name is Jenna. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from not trusting God, and to him be all the glory.